It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta. I'm getting closer.
I'm getting closer. So Governor Rick Snyder ended the lame duck session a little closer to his goal of more money for roads and transit.
Closer, but we really can't put this one in the win column.
Not yet, at least.
Mm-mm. Because we won't see a dime of that money unless voters approve the package in May.
Right. If they don't, it all falls apart.
All
apart. Governor's back to square one.
With a new legislature.
Poor nerd. The dude thought he was done campaigning for a while after last month's re-election win. But yeah, nope. Back to salesman in chief.
A, B, C. A, always B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
And the sales job is going to take
some bank, some Benjamins.
Upwards of $20 million. At least that's one estimate. Mm-hmm. Whether that is the actual number or it's something else, we do know this. It will be big.
And unfortunately, we also know this. Money does not grow on trees. Someone is going to have to pay for this campaign.
A campaign to ask voters to actually tax themselves more.
Right. Now, business groups with deep pockets have been spearheading the effort to get more money for roads.
Mm-hmm. They have, and they've been very vocal about it. But they've been looking to get the money from user fees,
right.
Fuel taxes, registration fees, things like that.
Yeah, and putting a question to the voters on a sales tax increase,
mm-hmm.
not on their holiday list.
No. So last night, this morning, while Governor Snyder was trying to wrangle votes in the legislature, the business groups sat it out. They didn't oppose it outright.
Right, but they weren't trying to round up votes for it either. See, they're not happy about the sales tax, and they're really not happy that there's no backup plan if the ballot option fails.
The model was supposed to be Proposal A,
mm-hmm.
the school funding proposal from the early 1990s. Voters had the option of choosing, in that case, between the sales tax or the income tax to pay for schools.
Right. This plan, no backup.
No backup. So the business lobby, unsure about this plan, so are retailers who would certainly be affected by a sales tax increase, and especially auto dealers, car companies, that's a big deal in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
They're not so super thrilled with the sales tax.
So the question is, will this governor be lonely? Will his peeps, the business community, bail on him? I mean, he is their guy after
he's
all.
He's their guy. And I suspect not. Groups like the Detroit Regional Chamber, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, again, vocal proponents of road funding, they sat it out this week, yes, but they didn't oppose it either. And their lobbyists, I mean, now they need to go to their boards, their members, and get a temperature check. We'll see what happens, but my guess is they'll climb aboard. And another group, Business Leaders for Michigan, an influential voice
mm-hmm.
in the business lobby, they're already backing it.
They are. But if these other business groups don't jump in and pony up, then the prospects for this roads plan gets a little darker.
It gets a lot darker. One group the governor will certainly turn to, though, the Michigan Education Association,
mm-hmm.
the teachers' union. Part of this proposal has $300 million going to schools.
Right. It's really hard to think that they can get away without throwing out some big chunks of change.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rick, there's also this question. Who is actually going to be the face of this campaign?
Right. Again, because we said there's going to have to be a campaign. It would be a huge tactical error to assume the public will just buy it. This is a tax increase, after all. There will be a campaign. It will be professionally managed.
Mm-hmm.
And Governor Snyder will almost certainly be a prominent part of it, just like in 93, Governor John Engler aggressively stumped the state for Proposal A.
And the governor's got a lot on the line, prospects for what he wants to get done in his second
mm-hmm.
term, and as he courts some presidential attention.
Indeed. You know, a harsh winter, a lot of freeze and thaw that brings on the cracks and potholes, that could be Rick Snyder's best political friend in 2015.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Ten Below.
Rick, Kluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.